Brockton continues to be one of the city's hardest hit by the COVID-19 pandemic, and joining us now to discuss this further is the city's mayor, Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon, and again, thank you for having me on this week.
So first of all, what are the latest numbers in regards to COVID in the city?
Yeah, so we are in a deep red classification still, Dan, and our numbers are still going in the wrong direction. We actually have lost some more residents. So our loss of life, our death count actually is at 296 right now. Total cases overall, 5,118. And then current positive active cases, 263. So what that means is 263 residents are dealing with positive cases as we speak.
Now, we've gotten some reports that there have been cases at some of the local schools. Is that correct?
Well, there was a group of professionals at Brockton High School, some educators at Brockton High that had tested. This was over a week and a half ago, and they went through the protocols, and you know they're working with Board of Health. But to my knowledge, I'm not aware of any additional at this time. You know, we are monitoring with our city medical doctor, Dr. Rick Herman, and of course our Board of Health director. And on the school side, Dr. Linda Cahill, who is director of school nursing, is assisting us as well. So we're in a fight. I mean, we know that the state changed the parameters this week. So it used to be every Wednesday we would get the numbers. They've pushed it now, so it starts as of this afternoon, Thursday. They're doing the numbers now on Thursdays. But, you know, our expectation is it's going to be a hard red classification. And as you know, Dan, last week there was 63 cities and towns in Massachusetts in red classification. And, you know, unfortunately, we feel that number is going to continue and there'll be more municipalities in the Commonwealth.
Now, speaking of schools, what is the status right now for how schools are going to be run in the city?
So we had a three-hour school committee policy meeting the other night on Tuesday night at Brockton High School in Little Theater, and we will have an additional meeting next week on the 28th, which will be Wednesday. Dr. Rick Herman, the medical consultant, will come in and go over the data and the metrics with us. But unfortunately, you know, our plans were to get students back in the classroom when we were consistent yellow classification. But because, you know, we're seeing such an uptick right now, I think we're going to be looking at the metrics. We're going to do a deep dive and try to drill it down. We really want to try to get our special needs and special education students in a setting and an environment that's going to be conducive. But it has to be healthy and safe. So, well, again, we'll have the hard conversations next week on October 28th, and we'll have to see what happens at that time.
Now, something else I did want to talk to you about, early voting now underway in the state. We're about to wrap up the week of that. How's that been going so far in the city?
It's been exceptional in the city of Brockton, and I witness it every day here at City Hall. We have the drop box outside. If I look out my window, I can see it right now. People are coming at a rapid pace. It's getting picked up every hour on the hour. We also have rented the former Payless Shoe inside the Westgate Mall. We're having lines there, consistent long lines there of early voting in person at the Westgate Mall. The difference between September and November is this week. This time we rented it for two straight weeks as opposed to 1 week for the primary. So everything is really moving in the right direction in terms of, you know, voters here in the city of Brockton doing their duty to vote. And I want to thank the Elections Commission and her team over there for really monitoring it and doing it in a professional manner.
Now, something I've been asking you about a lot, could people still want to know, what's going to be going on with Halloween? Do we know yet?
We do. I did a press release today. I am strongly discouraging people trick-or-treating this year, much like a lot of other mayors and town managers and selectmen and councilors. It's just not the right time. There are two municipalities in the Commonwealth that have done an outright ban, Springfield and Worcester. We haven't taken that tact. We have been working with the solicitor's office, law department, but more importantly, Dr. Herman and Dr. Montessor from our medical experts and Board of Health experts. So, again, as a dad of three young kids, unfortunately, I have to err on the side of caution and be safe. If people do choose to go out, there is a state guideline that was generated and promulgated last week that we have on our website. But unfortunately, this is just not the time to go out and trick-or-treat. I know people will say, well, it's outdoors. But, you know, if you go up to someone's door and you ring their doorbell and you interact with them, it's just, there really is just a really strong concern, Dan. So I'm strongly, as the mayor of Brockton, as a dad of three kids, and I have three young kids that are disappointed, but this just is not the right year. Again, please adhere to what the medical professionals are telling us to do. And, maybe sit this one out this year. And also, having outdoor parties and Halloween parties in Peoria, it's just, again, it's not good form. And I respectfully and humbly ask people to refrain this year to really keep it safe in the city of Brock and the city of Champions.
All righty. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us, Mr. Mayor. We do appreciate it.
As always, Dan, I appreciate it. I'll be back again next week. Be safe, and thank you.
All righty. Thank you.